time. Okay, here's the cheese. Greg, say cheese.
Thanks. You said cheese and then milk. You said cheese.
You can take this all around.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go through this and we'll have to end on the line because it's 2 minutes to end.
Go down there.
We're gonna follow.
Okay.
Today is a beautiful day. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. It is my privilege to welcome you here today on behalf of Doug and Debbie. Family and friends have gathered here in the presence of God to celebrate the marriage of two of his precious children. Their desire for you to witness their observance of holy matrimony is the purpose for our gathering here today. So I'm going to ask both of you, if you would, just to take a moment and just turn and face this beautiful group that's in front of you. There's not many times in life when all the people that love you the most are gathered in one space, but all those people are here today to join in this glorious moment for God's glory. So I'm going to ask if you would to join me in my prayer, and if you feel comfortable just raising your hand toward Doug and Debbie, and join me in this prayer. God, in your presence today and in front of this cloud of witnesses, we ask that you be glorified in this ceremony, in this marriage, and in the family that you are ordaining in this very moment. May your love and light forever be the beacon to light their way and the bond that holds them together. Amen. We all come here with our own life stories that in part include Doug and Debbie. Today we are honored that you are here with us today as God pens a new story for Doug and Debbie as husband and wife. We will begin this marriage ceremony with Doug and Debbie sharing how God brought them together. Then we'll have a time for worship together. These wires and all this technology.
Last year, I prayed and asked God if there was someone that I could love and cherish, with whom I could share loyal, steadfast, faithful, hesed love. God put you, Debbie, on my heart. I saw and heard how you trusted Jesus and loved and cared for your family, even in times of great challenges. You remind me of the biblical character Ruth, who was remembered and honored for her faithfulness, loyalty, and love, not just for her acts of service, but for her heart. I want to give you honor and praise to you today the same way Boaz did when he spoke to Ruth and said, "I've been told all about what you have done. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." When we started walking together last summer, sharing, mourning, healing, worshiping, I realized that you were the one that God prepared for me. I felt like I was 500 pieces of a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, and you were the exact 500 missing pieces to make us both whole again. Debbie, you are the one that today I want to love and honor by pledging my life to you.
A week before we took our first of many walks, I read from Psalm 98, "Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things." And from Psalm 51, "Create in me a new heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Then I wrote in my journal, "I long to sing a new song from a new heart and a renewed spirit, a song with new melody and new lyrics. When my spirit and soul are renewed, then I may have a new heart instead of this broken one." Through the coming months, I began to hear the new heart song God was writing in my heart, and you were teaching me to sing it. In August, I read Psalm 62, "Find rest in God alone. Your hope comes from him." And I wrote, "If I am to be open and tender to the rest and hope that comes from God, does that make space for me to be open and tender to the hope and rest extended by another Are they in some way one and the same? Then in late September, I wrote, I can continue to live life like this, sterilely cocooned, my heart safely wrapped and securely boxed and put away. I can, but I don't want to. I know it's a choice I must make, a choice to take a hand extended, not a chance, but a choice. Today I confirm that choice.
In their relationship, Doug and Debbie discovered their mutual practice and love of praying the hours. This ancient prayer practice is variously called fixed hour prayer, the daily office, or the divine hours. It is a structured way of praying that gives us a way to anchor our daily lives in rhythms of prayer, scripture reading, and silence, ensuring that we do not get too far into any day without orienting or reorienting ourselves to the presence of God in our lives. The rhythm of fixed hour prayer invites us to pause in the morning, at midday, at evening, and before bed. It has been Doug and Debbie's practice to spend time together on the phone each evening, praying the Compline, the evening prayer liturgy. Today, we join together in praying the morning office, the prayer liturgy shaped specifically for this day and hour. As we join our voices together, we celebrate and engage in this prayer practice with Doug and Debbie, and we ground ourselves in the community of believers who are also praying these prayers and reading this scripture today. As we pray the morning office, I invite you to join me in reading responsively. Be joyful in God, all you lands.
Sing glory to His name. Sing glory to His praise.
Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. All the earth bows down before you.
Sings to you, sings out your name.
Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us.
As we have put our trust in you.
For you have made me glad by your acts, O Lord.
And I have shouted for joy because of the works of your hands.
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens.
And your faithfulness to the clouds.
Your righteousness is like the strong mountains.
Your justice like the great deep.
How priceless is your love, O God.
Your people take refuge under the shadow of your wings.
They feast upon the abundance of your house. For with you is the well of life. Continue your loving kindness to those who know you. May God Himself order my days and make them acceptable in His sight.
Blessed is the Lord always, my strength and my redeemer.
At this midday hour, we gather to witness and celebrate the gift of love. These words from the hymn, Come to a Wedding, by the gifted hymn writer, Shirley Arena Murray, shape a blessing for us to offer to Doug and Debbie. Come to a wedding. Come to a blessing. Come on a day when happiness sings. Come rain or sun. Come winter or summer, celebrate love and all that it brings. thanks for the love that holds us together, parent and child, and lover and friend. Thanks to the God whose love is our center, source of compassion, knowing no end. Love is the gift, and love is the giver. Love is the gold that makes the day shine. Love forgets self to care for the other. Love changes life from water to wine. Come to this wedding asking a blessing for all the years that living will prove. Health of the body, health of the spirit. Now to you both we offer our love. And we continue our prayer by praying the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Merciful God and loving one, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Weddings are exciting moments in time. Months of planning have gone into this day. You were invited here because Doug and Debbie love you, right?
That is true.
You came because you love them. Today is a day that this beautiful couple will never forget. Doug and Debbie have made this day beautiful because of what it represents, holy matrimony. From our earthly eyes, what we see when we look around are the familiar trappings of a wedding. Thursday night, Doug, you made the comment that Jesus shows up at weddings, and that is true because he is with us here today. He is with us in this very moment. We want to honor him with the promise to build life together based on the foundation of love, and that's what we're doing here today. Doug and Debbie, vowing your life to one another in the bond of marriage requires you to change. It requires you to change your priorities. That change is very difficult, and that's why you're making this vow before God. Change is a fickle thing. Each of us can quickly describe the change that we would like to see in others, but we're very resistant to the process of change in ourselves. Revelation teaches that God, the one who is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, is the divine catalyst for change. The lone constant in a universe of change is calling us from darkness into light. That's change. His kindness compels us from sin to repentance. That's change. Christ himself modeled change in his passing from death, from life to death, back to life. And that's change. And every day in your marriage, God will be making you new. That's the change God wants to see in you and in your marriage. The cycle of life and death reminds us that staying the same is not an option. You can look around today and see the vivid displays in nature. Look in the mirror. God is constantly remaking everything. Ultimately, you will either look like Christ or that dying person that you see in the mirror. We choose what we cling to, temporal shiny things in a passing landscape that hold us back, or God's guiding hand that leads us forward. Trusting God means embracing change. And today, God is doing a new thing. Before the two of you can truly live your life together, you must leave the life you've had up to this point. This doesn't mean abandoning the people that you love. It means inviting them into the new home that you are building together. Building a new home together involves both the act of making and taking space. We move things out to make space for the things that we love. God's design for making space is the picture of two people becoming one flesh. Love makes space in the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual places that the marriage commitment draws from to sustain its life. Making space is what you do for the one that you love. Stepping into that space and taking the space that God give, that you give to one another, is how we testify to the world that we are bound in love. We take space by stepping boldly into the cherished physical, emotional, and spiritual places that have been entrusted to us. So in this moment today, Doug will take Debbie as his wife, and Debbie will take Doug as her husband. And this ceremony is the act of both you stepping into that space and the one that the other is making for you. You've both come into this moment from different lives and two different homes, but in a few moments you will walk down the aisle and you will take your space in a new home with a new life. God is both in you now and in this new moment that you will be building and living in for eternity. The Christian home is built upon, mortared together, and completely covered in love. Love is best described in Paul's first letter to the Corinthian church. He says, love is patient. Love is kind, it is not jealous or boastful, it is not arrogant or rude, it doesn't insist on its own way, it is not irritable or resentful, it does not rejoice at wrong, it rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. So faith, hope, and love abide, but the greatest of these is love. Marriage is a companionship that involves both mutual commitment and responsibility. You will share alike in its blessings and its challenges. Love is a divine creation of God. Song of Solomon says, set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is as strong as death. It's in respect for that great power that Doug and Debbie take the marriage vow before God.
That's good. I can hold it there. Debbie, I vow and pledge by God's grace to love and care for you as my wife, best friend, and partner with a loyal, steadfast, faithful, Hesed love. I pledge to serve you like a shepherd, like a servant, and like a priest. I pledge to love and protect you like a shepherd. I pledge to help and serve you to fulfill your God-given dreams and desires. I pledge to pray for you and lead in worship like a priest as we serve King Jesus together. I promise to keep you as the first and most important person in my life above all others here on earth. I promise to treat you with deep love and respect, honoring you as a beautiful and noble daughter of the King. I'm attracted to your outward and inward beauty. You're a beauty queen, just like you dreamed as a child. You're a queen regent for Jesus. In the presence of God and these family, friends, and witnesses, I vow to live life with you as your husband, helping you to express your God-given strengths, abilities, talents, and giftings, passions, and callings for as long as we both shall live.
We were not created to be alone. We were created for wholeness, Together we can be whole and will not be alone, weathered and worn, but no longer alone. I want to be the balm that soothes, the cool hand that touches and heals the broken in you, the heart that beats in rhythm with yours, the face that brings you joy and laughter, the soul that restores your soul. I promise to love you ever and always, and to entrust you with my heart. I promise to honor your commitment to Jesus and your service to him. I promise to join you in holding our children and grandchildren tenderly and fervently in our hearts. I promise to build a home with you where we find shelter, comfort, and delight, a place of welcome for our family and friends. I promise to pray and worship with you, ever seeking his face and listening for his voice. I promise to explore and experience God's creation with you, seeing as a child sees with eyes of wonder and heart standing tiptoe, expectant. I promise to live the extraordinary and ordinary of life with you. I promise to commit myself to you, heart, body, and soul. In the presence of God, in these family, friends, and witnesses, I vow to live life with you as your wife, helping you express your God-given passions, strengths, abilities, giftings, and callings for as long as we both shall live.
Sing at her wedding, I struggled to know what to sing. Nothing felt quite right until I happened upon these words from 19th century Scottish clergyman George Matheson, which appeared in a yoga text that I happened to be reading. The words which Matheson wrote from a place of deep personal pain espoused the enduring, holding, and renewing power of divine love, which is in all of us, shared between each of us, and greater than any of us. I could not possibly sing about such a thing all by myself, so y'all get to sing with me. I will sing the first verse of this song, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go, and then I invite you to join me for the remaining three verses, which are printed on your purple insert. Whether or not you know the song or feel comfortable singing, I encourage you to open your heart, open your mouth, and sing out with love. 2, 3, 4. Depths
ring bearers to come forward. First Corinthians 13 says, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And now I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing. Because he first loved us as his beloved, by his grace and in the power of his Spirit." These wedding rings are a symbol of marriage in at least two ways. The purity of gold symbolizes the purity of love and the purity of marriage covenant. The unending circle represents and symbolizes the unending vows you have taken, which can only be broken honorably in the sight of God by death. As a token of your vows, you will give and receive the rings now. Doug, you'll repeat with me.
Okay.
In token and in pledge.
In token and in pledge.
Of our constant faith and abiding love.
Of our constant faith and abiding love.
With this ring, I thee wed.
With this ring, I thee wed.
Deb, you'll repeat after me. In token and in pledge.
In token and in pledge.
Of our constant faith and abiding love.
Of our constant faith and abiding love.
With this ring, I thee wed.
With this ring, I thee wed.
And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. From this day forward, you are no longer two separate individuals, but one. And what God has joined together, let no man separate. Since they have made this covenant by the authority of God in this state, I now pronounce you husband and wife. And Doug, my brother, it is this moment you've been waiting for. You may kiss your bride. And it is my great honor to present to you for the first time Mr. and Miss Doug Christensen.
Everyone. That was wonderful. So the new bride and groom are going to take a few photos away from us. If we could all hang out outside, either here, you're welcome to some refreshments, or up on the porch there in the shade. And then it'd be great if you could all hang out outside so we can take a big group photo when they come back. And then after that, we will be starting to call you by table numbers to go to the buffet. I know what everyone's really excited about. And we'll call that number when it's your turn. If you don't know your table number, it's the number on your name tag. So have fun finding who your friends are there. Anything I'm forgetting? I think since we're all together here, we may be starting to eat at different moments. I'm going to ask Brad to offer us a preemptive blessing for our meal that we're planning to enjoy.
Thank you, Isaac. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for what today represents, Lord. And as we take our place in this meal together, God, let it be that we can be mindful of your great blessing to us, Lord, your provision to us, that even in today you have given love, God. You have also given us this blessing of food, and we just ask you to bless it. God, bless our fellowship together. And ultimately, Father, we just celebrate today what has happened, and we ask you to bless the marriage of Doug and Debbie. And I ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
The one thing I'll add, there's not only drinkable refreshments, there's fruit. So enjoy that.
Job.
I forgot about that one.
You did an awesome job. That's beautiful.